Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Your girl, Miss P. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find my show entertaining. Above all, feel the love and support coming across the airwaves. For those that are continuing to support the Intune show by tuning in, retweets, and all that goodness, I love and appreciate you, and thank you sincerely. There are several ways that this show can be accessed, and that's to stream live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live, or using our interactive chat room that's open during live shows where you can leave your questions and comments. And, you know, I mean, it's very, very interactive on this show, and I really, really love when the supporters, and I don't say fans because I really don't know how I feel about that, but I really love when the supporters basically interact with our guests and have input and insight, because that's how we learn and grow from one another. So I love it, love it, love it. The shows are all on demand, and if you miss it, it's not a biggie, because guess what? Being on demand means that you can access the show at your leisure by going on to the Intune show on Blog Talk. They're all there, and they're all lined up for you. I want you guys to follow us on Twitter. If you're not, we follow back at Intune Show on Facebook. We have a whole new Facebook page because the original Facebook page is overloaded with awesome people like yourself. So for all those who are not currently connected to the original page, you can definitely look us up under Intune Show 2, and that's the Roman numerals number 2, and that's NTUNEDSHOW. So stay in tune with us so we can get in tune with you. I also ask that after each program, if you like what you hear, if you don't like what you hear, any feedback is good feedback in my opinion. Leave a comment on the show and let us know your thoughts. It's like just leaving your signature on the world and letting me know that you were in tune with me. So I'd be like, okay, now I got to go in tune with this person to see what they're all about. So definitely leave something there. Other than that, I just want to say thank you again for all the love. And tonight's guest is Mr. Michael Keith, who I'm very, very excited about. And for all those who are just hearing that name for the first time, like Michael Keith, you know, I'm not going to get on you guys about how, okay, if you were living under a rock, please come from under it immediately, because there's so much life out here, okay? Live it. But he's definitely one of the original members from the group 112. And if you cannot resonate with that, then definitely it's a problem, okay? So just a little bit about him while we're waiting for him to call in. Some people love music. Others are consumed by it. The latter describes R&B singer Michael Keith at a very young age. He was, you know, it was clear to him that music was his thing. Although it was complex and unique, he had an appreciation for music. And growing up in Atlanta, Keith, you know, he took singing in his local church choir very seriously. And I think that's a good point because, you know, a lot of great singers originate from the choir. So, yeah, I love that part of it all. And after long hours of practice, he honed in on his skills, and that further fueled his passion for music, leading him to learn to sing everything from gospel to opera and hip-hop. Opera, huh? Well, I can't wait for him to get on so we can talk about that because, you know, that's one thing that I'd seriously tell you that I used to always tell my mom, I'm going to be an opera singer. And I used to just go around the house going, woo, you know, all that stuff. And you see where it got me, right? But at the same time, you know, it's just very impressive because that's a very complex technique of singing because of the diaphragm and things of that nature. Although singing in general is complex, like it just stated, I definitely can't wait to talk to him about that whole thing. But I'm not going to go further into anything more about him because I'm excited for him to come on and tell us himself personally about how awesome he is. I also can't wait to talk to him about his tattoos because guess what? He says he has 40 and he wants more. And I'm just like, okay, I'm not too far behind you. So Mark said go with the tattoos because I love them, love them, love them. They're extremely, extremely sexy. But anywho, on another note, I wanted to talk to you babies about the contest that I'm holding because a lot of people aren't really, really very clear on this. So let's just go over that really, really quick about how that all works because imagine if you're, like, in love with Mr. Keith coming back on the show and interviewing him with all the questions and all the goodness that you have, like, for him, like, you just get to express that to him, like, I love you, I love you, I love you, 100 times in a row. During the whole interview, I will love that because guess what? It would crack me up for your excitement because to be honest with you, although I get to talk to a lot of people, it still excites me because at the end of the day, I'm also a supporter. So when it comes down to getting to talk to certain people, I'm more than excited to talk to them so I can understand how that all goes. So just to give you a little bit of a breakdown of how we're running the contest, contestants, this is what you have to do. You know, if you want to co-host with me on an upcoming broadcast and get the chance to talk to the person that you love, then basically just tell your followers on Twitter that they must tweet to the Intune Show, at Intune Show, as well as include your Twitter name, include the guest name that you want to come on and interview, that, you know, you're their biggest fan. So it's pretty simple, right? But the twist is this. In order for it to count as a vote, your follower must follow the Intune Show and also follow the guest that you want to interview. So it's pretty, pretty, pretty simple. Again, your followers must tweet to the Intune Show that you're this person's biggest fan, but they must include your @, meaning your handle on Twitter, and they must also include the guest of your choice Twitter name, okay? After they do that, they must be following the Intune Show and the guest that you want to interview in order to count as a vote. Now, how I'm going to keep up with all of this? Easily, I have my secrets, and I'm learning every day. So this is why I'm doing this particular way of gaining, you know, insight on who's getting the most votes. And the person with the end of the votes by August gets to interview the guest of your dreams. So definitely start that up because I've seen a few people doing it and I've been trying to retweet it for you guys as I see it coming in. But, you know, I see this, you know, the slowing down in progression and I'm saying, really, if I had the opportunity to talk to someone that I've been, like, you know, feeling or the biggest supporter or the biggest fan, so to speak, forever, then why the heck wouldn't I be getting every single person, even people I don't know, like, go do this for me. I'll be soliciting the man on the street. Like, do you have Twitter? Do you have Twitter? Could you do this for me? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to give you no ideas or give you extra work to do. I put this out here because, like I said again, I love interactive shows and I like bringing a community into the things that I do on a show. So if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But I'm just giving you the opportunity to gain by doing so. So why not do it, and why not get to talk to who you want to talk to? I'm just saying. And then in addition to that, you get to talk with me, the crazy lady. So how fun could that be? All in one, all in one. And also, you need somebody to help you, you know, keep you calm when you're talking to the person that you're really into. So basically, that's what Miss P's for. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for Mr. Keith to give us a call in, let's play a track. And this track that I'm going to play, da-da-da-da-da, will be, let's see, there's so many good ones that sometimes I just get so stuck on what to play. This one is by Brittany J, and it's called This Beat. So enjoy, babies. Talk to you soon.
It's the Kid Starfella from the Starfella Music Group. And you're now in the mix with Miss P. Got y'all on deck with the hottest radio station on the internet airwaves. Into Radio. Let's spin it.
Yeah, so that was Brittany J. This beat. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on Mr. Keith. Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I am ecstatic, Princey.
Who told you?
I've just been waiting patiently. To do that. I'm like, I'm just going to bust it out on him, like, Princey.
There it is, girl. Ow.
I love it. Because I'm like, look, Precious, a.k.a. hence the Miss P, Princey. Love it.
There you go.
So I know everyone is, like, ballistic over the fact that you're on tonight. So I just want to thank you for taking the time to allow us to get in tune with you tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It is an absolute pleasure. And I'm looking so forward to having this interview because, you know, it, like, I've never felt you know, the energy that I got from you via Twitter. And, you know, thanks to all the other fans at Twitter and, you know, just for the retweets and everything, just letting everybody know that today was the day for the interview. And it's just, it speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. So, Strong J, man. Strong J.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love everybody, you know, Prince Ichiro. Like, I really do. But what really, the reason why I like to embrace so much is because you don't have to take the time to do this for me or do this for the supporters. So anyone that's like, yeah, I'm willing to do it and don't give me a hard time and I don't have to go to their house and hold them up by gunpoint, then I'm definitely going to rep them from this interview on. It's definitely on from now. So you kind of stuck with me, so you don't even know what you did.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I welcome the challenge. Bring it on.
Awesome. So I just wanted to just really jump into, because it's like everyone knows who you are, period. And if they don't, like I stated in the beginning of the show, and most shows with awesome people like you, like if you don't know who he is, then you've been living under a rock and it's time to like live life. Seriously. So exactly. So I really don't want to get into all of that because, you know what, we know who you are. I know who you are, okay? And everyone tuned in definitely knows who you are, okay? So I just wanted to kind of talk about the tattoos. Let's go there first because I love tattoos. And I see that you've been doing a lot of extensive work according to your pictures, and I'm loving it. So tell us about the reason why you're into tattoos.
Well, for some reason, I have this fixation with pain. For some reason, apparently, but no, actually, my tattoos are symbolic. You know, they're like as most people will attest to. You know, like whenever you do anything, like getting a tattoo or something like that, it's normally a symbolic. And I just wanted to get some ink work done, and really it was to piss off my mother at first. You know, it was really just, you know, like I'm grown, I can do what the hell I want to do, you know, like, you know, I take this tattoo, until she smacked me on the first one, you know, the day after I got it, she smacked me on my arm, so I kind of like, you know, strayed away from, you know, putting it in her face that I got a new tattoo and stuff, because it would like totally hurt. But it was really symbolic, man. Every one of my tattoos means something to me. You know, their artwork, you know, and I don't know. I guess it's because of me being a Sagittarius. I'm a rebel by nature. So, you know, it was like a big, you know, middle finger to the world to, you know, this, I'm an artist and this is about art. It's about artwork. And, you know, this is what I was feeling at the time, you know, and if you don't like the fact that I have tattoos on my neck and my back and my arms and fingers and, you know, chest and wherever else, you know, you could, you know, pretty much go jump off a cliff.
Right. Exactly. That's my sentiments exactly, because I had someone tell me the other day, well, why are you tatting up your skin? And I said, hello, do I know you? And exactly. I hate to be like that, but who are you? Like, why are you even talking to me? You know,
right.
I didn't give you a pass. No, I'm just kidding.
and at the same time, like, what does it matter that, you know, if you know, that person does that, man? It, like, I think nothing is more beautiful than a woman, you know, that is secure about themselves, that they can go, you know, do something as radical as inking themselves, because it's permanent and it says so much about who you are as a person. And you know, I just feel like it's the artistry of it and the creativity of it. And, you know, who the hell cares? You know, like somebody came to me one day and asked me, like, well, if you came to me and asked me for a job, then, you know, I wouldn't hire you. I said, well, thank God that I'm self-employed and I don't need a job, you know. So, you know, one of them older women and stuff, you know, they're going in on me, you know. But, you know,
exactly.
God bless them.
Yeah, God bless them all, because they all need to live life. And this is why people are so stagnated, just to kind of go away from the topic a little but still stay on it, is people are so confined in their sense of thinking, and this is why we can't make it, people. Like, leave it alone. Do whatever it is that make you happy. As long as you're not stealing my wallet, we're good. I don't care what you do.
I can serve wholeheartedly, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So I appreciate the tattoos. I think it's artistic. It's sexy. And can I just say, to boot sexy, while we're talking about sexy, while I'm talking about sexy, rather, your voice is amazingly sexy. Thank you for sharing that with me, too.
On the same or the talking?
Both, because I was about to touch on the talking. Let's go there with the talking first, because that's what we're doing right now. Now, if you were saying it to me, that it'd be a whole other kind of show. No, I'm just Okay, so basically the voice is really, really, I love it. I wasn't expecting it. So it's powerful, and it demands attention, and I like that.
I appreciate it.
No, because it kind of just adds to the tattoos and the character and all that other stuff, and it's like one of those voices that's like, hey, listen, I'm here, and you're going to listen. So even if you weren't paying attention 5 minutes ago, you're paying attention now, that type of thing, and I like that. That's presence.
Absolutely. I'm a contradiction, if you will. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, people, they when they see me with the tattoos and, you know, they, I wear the in-your-face clothing and just the mentality and just the whole essence, you know, when I walk in a room, automatically, oh, there goes a thug, there goes a, you know, this, there goes a that. And then when I speak to people and they find that I am articulate, you know, it kind
mm-hmm.
of bugs the whole, you know, and of course the voice, you know, I'm short, you know, I mean, I'm a little dude, and you know, I get to speak in it, and then you know, the next day they're like, man, I ain't know you had a voice like that. I ain't know you, you know. So it's full of contradictions, man. You know, life is full of contradictions, and I am no different. You know, so I embrace it. It's what God gave me. I've been speaking this way since I was 12 years old. So, you, as you can imagine, it's gotten me into many a nightclub at a young age. So, yeah, just go ahead and get it, man. Let me on in, and you know, we'll do it. You know, so,
exactly. Yeah, that's a grown man voice.
Yeah, you know, 14. Like, yeah, man. Let me on in, man. Yeah, of course I'm gonna be.
Oh, my God, I love it. I totally love it. Now, as far as the singing is concerned, like, I was reading some of your past interviews and stuff of that nature, because I try not to be generic. And to be honest with all you guys, like, I do not write down questions. I just go with the flow, because that's how I like an interview, so it don't look generic and made up.
Awesome.
So, basically, I was reading other things because, you know, I want to gain some insight. I want to gain some insight. And basically, I've noticed, I was like, dag, you know, everything that you said on a particular interview, which kind of just made me think of it, like, wow, you know, your voice is amazing. And it has been, like, out of the whole, you know, picture, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and I was listening to your YouTube videos, and I said, what? I'm sorry to sound that way. But I was astounded of how beautiful your voice is.
I appreciate it. Thank you. You know,
I
attribute the gift to my mother, you know, because, you know, because number one, she had me, but, you know, she has this beautiful voice, and she was my inspiration. Like, you know, a lot of people say, man, who's your inspiration? And, you know, Stevie Wonder and you know, Donny Hathaway and all, which are some of the greatest voices and will live forever, you know, in popular, you know, Americana, if you will. But they were my first influence was my mother, and for her to, you know, instill that kind of voice and wherewithal to be, you know, greater than and not accept just the norm, you know, vocally, just, you know, because I got off, you know, she never let me just rely on the natural talent. I had to learn, and, you know, that's why I took the 4 years of opera training and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, I didn't want to do it, and you know, she just allowed me to open my mind to different things musically, and I, you know, that was my greatest influence, and I will never ever forget, you know, the mindset that she allowed me to get in, and it was just such a blessing to have someone like that in your life.
Oh, that is so sweet of you, seriously, because there's so many people that, you know, get to a certain point in their life and you will never hear them say, thanks, Mom. You know what I mean? Like,
you
did it by yourself. Like, you just kind of walked here. You didn't, you know, you wasn't born. Like, what happened?
Listen, I still live in Atlanta. Like, my family will kill me if I don't acknowledge that.
Why, you ain't say nothing about me anymore.
You know, so I got to, you know, always shout him out, man. But, yeah, my mother, she was, like, my main influence, and the reason why, you know, I imagine that my voice is the way that it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, and speaking of opera, you know, because that's
yeah.
one of the things that I brought up in the beginning of the show. Really, like, I was walking around the house when I was a kid, and I always said to my mom, I'm going to be an opera singer. And she used to chuckle, like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, what? Ha, 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 what? I am. So I used to walk around the house all the time, like, what? All the time. And then when I went for classes and I realized, like, how you have to be, like, you know, really using your diaphragm and you have to really be committed, and how sore my throat was. I was like, forget this. You know, I'm not doing this. I'm not being an opera singer. You know, it was like that. But how was that whole experience for you?
It's been a great experience. And actually, I attribute the fact that I had to learn opera as one of my key sticking points as far as being able to, you know, listen to other music and appreciate other music, because, you know, like any other, you know, African American growing up in Atlanta, you know, in the early 90s, and, you know, my music that was available to me was somewhat limited. You know, you had the gospel channel, you had the R&B, and then you had hip hop. You know, my mother, once again, you know, she encouraged me to listen to different music, and I was just really, at first I was reluctant. I was, any other word that you want to, you know, to make applicable to it, that's what I was, and did not want to do it. And I will tell you the story. I used to, and anybody else, you know, I'm pretty sure they can, you know, attest to this. So when I, as a child growing up, you know, I used to watch all those Bugs Bunny cartoons and the Tom and Jerry cartoons, where, you know, they had a lot of music in along with the you know, with the cartoon, and they used to always sing opera, and I learned some of that opera, you know, and went to high school one day, you know, years passed, went to high school one day, and I was walking past the music room and playing around with, I think it was Deron. As a matter of fact, I think it was Deron. We were walking past the music, singing, harmonizing, and the music teacher heard me playing around and said, "You're my new opera singer." And I said, you know, get the hell out of here. Like, you know, like, I'm not singing opera. Like, what kind of girls am I going to get with opera? You know what I mean? But, so... You know, so I was reluctant, you know, and of course she got at me every day. She made sure that, you know, you're going to stay after school. You're going to stay after school. Her name is Mildred Fawcett, by the way. And, you know, that was real crazy, too, for her name to be Fawcett. But so she would just catch me and find me every day. You're going to stay after school today, Michael. You're going to stay after school today, Michael. And I was like, all right, whatever. So this one time I told her I was going to stay, and I did not stay, and my ride home was late. So naturally she's looking for me, messed around and found me outside, literally grabbed me by my ear and drug me back into the music room. And I'm like, the audacity of this woman, like, who is she? Like, I'm totally gonna call somebody, you know, as soon as we, you know, as soon as I'm able to, man. And my friends, they laughing at me, they pointing, you know, like, you know, dude is lame, you know, the whole nine. You know, I get in the room and, you know, I'm mad at her, she's mad at me, and she just started playing, and I just started singing, and, you know, it was like a bittersweet kind of relationship that we had, and the eventuality of it is I started liking opera, because I was, number one, I was learning a different language, and, you know, it was just really awesome, man. And one of the songs, let me see if I can remember, if I can remember, it goes, "Oh, love beyond God, come, every heart is beating up. Quando t'arpaci te, s'arpaci ai sole. Chi sa baciato e l'amo poporino." And then it goes on, and, you know, talking about, this is, it's a, all opera songs are tragedies, you know, like they have these, you know, beautiful love songs or whatever, but the song ends up being that the girl is dead, that this dude has been singing for her for like 3 days and stuff like that, and, you know, come to find out that she died, actually. So, you know, it was once I learned the different languages, like, it was in Italian, and you know, I learned the story, and I was like, that was real interesting, and things of that nature, man. So, you know, it was kind of a bug out. I like the fact that I was doing something that nobody else could do, so, you know, it was cool. It was a bug out. It was real cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? You see how quiet I was? Did you see that?
Right.
You know, I have.
I was like, hello?
I'm fanning myself, because I'm like, really? Like, do he know that we're in the heat wave these days, and then you're going to go and do that, just bust it out on me without warning? You know, I should have, like, signed a release or something for that, but I didn't. So how could you just go there? Like, so I have, like, comments
from the.
Right, exactly. Let's, like, knock me out of my chair. Do that, please. Okay, just do it, Princey. It's okay. I allow it for tonight. But next time, you're going to have to sign a consent for all that to happen. So the reception from the chat room is like, wow. And, you know, someone else said, damn, did he really just cut out and nonchalantly just sing a little opera so beautifully? Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying, girl. This is what totally happened on the N2 show right now. And for the first time, Miss P is, like, looking for something to drink. Like, really? Did he just do that to me? Yeah, it's not too many times like I'm not stuck on stupid, and yeah. But anyway, that was awesome. I love it. Thank you. No, I appreciate you. Seriously,
yeah,
I'm a nut, right?
Yeah, man, it's awesome though.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that nut of the awesomeness, you know, and people are enjoying the show, so that's what they're putting. We have so many callers on the line, and I don't want to talk your head off because I know that they're going to just kind of want to do that too. So I love interactive shows, so I'm definitely, if it's okay with you, going to start taking some calls. Is that okay?
Hit me.
Yay! So let's do it. So caller 302, you're on the line with Princey and Miss P. How you doing tonight? Caller. Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold because obviously they probably got cold feet.
That's all right, man.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's take the next one. 404, you're on the line with Princey and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, I can
this
hear you.
Valencia.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, Valencia.
Valencia. Hi.
Valencia 112 is on the Intune show.
Yay. Yay. I'm taking a chance because it's raining, like thundering, lightning. But I just wanted to let you know that I love you so much. Like
I love
oh my
it.
God. I really do. I mean, even like whether you're solo or you're in the group, I will always love you.
Mm.
And,
well,
like she said, that voice, that speaking voice, oh my God.
Exactly.
And the fact that you broke out with the opera.
That intensified it, right, Valencia?
Yeah, he gets that, like I did with Durant. Yeah, I will love you. Love you forever. And I really do appreciate the fact that you accepted me as your friend on Twitter. Because when I got that, you know, that you added me as a friend, I'm like, really? Seriously? He did that? Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. But
absolutely.
Let me go for, because
okay.
I don't know what it's doing in your area, but right now I'm kind of scared. So,
okay, no problem.
Now
thank you.
Good,
you too. Thank you so
night.
Much. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah,
and thank you for supporting. Yeah, thank you for supporting Princey by Valencia. Yeah, I know how that can be because, you know, a little bit off topic. When I was growing up, my grandmother used to say, you know, when it's thundering, do not be on the phone and, you know, don't have
no,
on electricity.
Turn off the phone, turn off the light, turn off the TV, open the door. You have to do all that, man, you know. Like my grandmother to this
okay.
day, she does.
Put on your galoshes. It's like, be prepared. Like, be ready
yeah.
for the weather.
yeah.
So I understand her concern.
On the phone during this, you know?
And that's why she had to hurry. She wanted to hurry up and get off the phone. So shout out to Valencia 112, you know? And what's so amazing about the supporters of 112 in general and, you know, and as individuals for Duran and you know, Princey, et cetera, is that people generally really, really love and support you guys. And it's just so wonderful to see. It really is. I mean, people are putting 112 in their handles. You know, this is dedication. How does that make
right.
you feel?
You know what? It's I don't have the words. You know, like, I honestly, like, I've been asked this question a million times, and I never fully have the words to express how grateful and appreciative we are of the fact that we are still in the hearts and minds of people. Like, you know, we set out to make a goal, you know, and it was, you know, we've accomplished that goal, which was to make ourselves legendary in the hearts and minds of those people that love our music. You know, we know that we weren't going to touch any and everybody. We understand that. But at the same time, for those people that do appreciate 112's music, like, for us to have the kind of effect that we have you know, in their hearts and in their minds. It speaks. It's incredible. It's like it's indescribable. I just cannot describe what you know what it really means to us. And all of us are of the same mind when you know when we think about this. It's like without you guys being as supportive as you are, like we would not be able to feed our families. We would not be able to do the things that we're able to do. You know, so it's an interdependence. Like we need y'all just as much as, you know, you appreciate and love our music. So, you know, just thank you. I mean, like there's no other way that I could, you know, express myself fully but to continue to do what we do, because it's at this point it's incumbent. You know, we have no choice but to continue doing and to be, you know, I would say a public servant, if you will, you know, and just have our music and for everybody to listen to. And, you know, it would behoove me for us not to continue, you know, to make music for, you know, those people that have been so supportive over the years. It's been 15 years, you know,
exactly.
15 plus, well, actually it's a little longer, you know, because, you know, before we got signed, but, you know, us putting out a record, you know, and things of that nature. It's been a long time, man. It's going on, actually. What is it? Yeah, 15 years, man. You know, we've been doing this thing, man. So
exactly.
we're just grateful to be still relevant. You know, it's like one of the greatest things any artist we wish for, we pray for to continue to be relevant from the time that you started until the time that you finished, to be relevant for people to still want to hear your music and still want to hear what it is that you have to say, you know, in interviews. And just the fact that I'm doing an interview right now, you know, it's amazing after 15 years, because, you know, the window for musicians is about 3 years, which equates to about 2 hours, you know, like your first album. And then, you know, if you get the sophomore slump, it's a wrap for you. But, you know, if you continue, it's really somewhere along, you know, the 3 year span, 3-4 year span, which equates to about 2 albums. So, yeah, for us to have 5 albums out, and, you know, it was just an amazing thing, man. So thank you. I cannot thank you enough.
Yeah, definitely. And that's so awesome. And, you know, I just, you know, embrace you even more, you know, and everyone that comes on the show and definitely acknowledges the fans, because I've talked to a ton of people, done showcases and been to certain events where people just feel like you're supposed to do something like this. And I'm like, really? You know, like, what do you think this is? You know, it's just like getting up in the morning and you just woke up with a spoon in your mouth. But even when if you did wake up with a silver spoon in your mouth, you still need somebody to, like, help you do the other things that you do in your life, because you couldn't coexist by yourself because you just think you
Absolutely.
All that. So, I
Absolutely.
Mean, without the support of others, there's really nothing. So I love the fact that, you know, you are humbled by, and I also enjoy the fact that you interact with people, because I see you on Twitter and I'll be like, look at him, little cutie pie.
Yeah, you know, I've been called out many a time, man. And, you know, that I actually got unfollowed by a certain someone, you know, who will remain nameless, but she unfollowed me because I was not an avid tweeter, so I had to, you know, step my game up as far as the tweeting is concerned. So, you know, you know, I know it's a social media, I know it's a marketing tool and the whole nine, but I'm such a, outside of the music industry, I'm such an introvert and
right.
such a private person that, you know, it kind of weirds me out that to jump on Twitter and be like, hey, I'm scratching my ass right now. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Yeah, I can't jump on Twitter like that and just, you know, just every 5 minutes do it. But when I tweet, I try to give words of encouragement. I try to give information, like if I see some kind of current event or something like that as it pertains to African Americans, because that's who we are. And, you know, and that, you know, of course I'm more worldly and I care about everybody, but at the same time, you know, we have to fix our problems before we can branch out and fix other
exactly.
people's problems or try to help fix other people's problems. So I am pro-black all day long. If, you know, if that's
mm-hmm.
how you want to, you know, to categorize it, then that's what I am. I love my people. And I want to
mm-hmm.
see us. I want to see us get to, you know, the level in which we are destined to be. You know,
mm-hmm.
we are king. We are descendant of kings and queens. And I don't think that we deserve any less than that. So, you know, of course, you know, when I tweet, I, you know, do current events as it pertains to the African American community. And you know, if I have my little sayings or whatever, if someone asks me a question, I'm very interactive, because if you, my philosophy is if you follow me, I'm gonna follow you, you know, because we're all people, you know, at the end of the day. Yes, I've been blessed with an incredible gift. But at the same time, I put my pants on the same way everybody else does. You know, I hurt, I cry, I sleep, I eat, you know, I fart. You know what I mean? I do all
right.
everything that, you know, everybody else does, man. You know, we are, you know, we're same people. You know, so,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter is a great tool. It can be very dangerous if you're not careful. So,
right,
know,
it's true.
But other than that, you know, I think it's a great marketing tool, and you know, I'm getting better at tweeting, but you know, it's albeit at a reluctance. So, but I do understand the power of it, and I do understand that the fans really want to hear from us and see what we got to say. So, yeah, I'm compelled to do what I am asked to do.
Exactly. So that's why you are so beloved, you know what I mean, because you do that. And I think that it's a good look on every level because it shows like, hey, I am human with blessings, but we all are blessed because people feel blessed to be connected to people because at the end of the day, we all look for something outside of ourselves to believe in. And if it happened to be, you know, Princey, then let it be because, you know, Princey, you know, I loved you before, but it's on now. Like, I don't know. I might have to put 112 in Tune Show, you know, like follow at Intune Show 112.
That's right. How about that?
Exactly. So the lines are all lit up. And I know people are probably like, really? Is she really like acting like she don't see me on this line right now? So I'm going to really act like I do and take another call. Is that cool with you, Princey?
Let's do it.
Okay, so 314, you want to line with Princey and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Greetings to you, Miss P, and to Princey.
Greetings.
I love it.
Salutations.
How you guys doing this evening?
Good. And yourself?
You?
Who's calling?
So, I'm great, actually. This is Andre Felici, Andrea.
Hey.
How are you guys? I was just so obligated to call in, you know. I feel like you all have given so much to us. Whoever receives it, that you deserve to know how important you are. And that's as a person and coming from a fan standpoint. You know, y'all are like brothers to me. It feels like it's where I've learned how to appreciate men and how they're supposed to be but not really are. And, you know, it's just the way that you all have taught a particular group of people who listened. You know, I think women have listened so much more, and we receive the things that you all say and expect them.
Okay.
They're not given, but that's what we expect, and it's just so genuine coming from you guys. And I think y'all deserve to know that y'all are missing in our world. Like, it's a complete void of what you all provide. It's just not there. And a lot of times people turn the radio off. Some of us don't even want to hear the things, you know, that some of the stuff that's out. It's just not it all the time. But listening to your CD, the first one, second, fifth, whatever it is, it's still all relevant. So to say y'all, it's like, where are they at? And then you all are on Twitter, and y'all are so humble and able to connect with the people. You know, it's like, there he is, and wait a minute, is this an Autobot? Because I just can't believe that it is him or him actually responding to me, because like
exactly.
You're saying, it's a million people in the world, and it's this Twitter application that actually connect you to. So I just wanted to call in and say, at first I was like, I might not call, but no, I'm going to have to call when all four of you are interviewed. Y'all my brothers, I love it, I appreciate it, I think that you deserve to know. And you know, I just read an article, Frank Ocean just did his first interview after his album came out, and something he said, it was like he wanted to take his time in performing, so he kind of limits the different venues he might perform or just limits himself to what he does so that he can give it all every time he does it. It's not about repetition or let's do everything right now, maintain. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to maintain. And I think that you all did a wonderful job of maintaining. You don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to perform all the time. And, you know, just to know that we looking for you. Hello, please, where's the album? Somebody. but we're waiting. You have people that are, like, waiting, and that we're growing up with you, so we getting old, too. And this is, like, some teenage, 15 years type of stuff. We waiting on some grown-up stuff, and it only can get better. So I just wanted to give the love. Miss P, you're awesome.
You're awesome, too. Thank you so much.
Awesome,
I appreciate
dude.
You. Thank you. You
thank
are,
you
too.
So much. Thank you.
Waiting on y'all
thank
to
you.
Get to St. Louis.
Thank you.
Until then, rock out.
Until
night.
Aw, have a good night, babes.
Thanks, y'all, too.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And it's deep. And it kind of, you know, I resonated with that comment because it's true. But at the same time, we have to keep in mind that, you know, nothing stays the same, although we can want it to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if something is meant to, you know, come to light, it will. But in its own time.
Yeah.
You know, we love 112 as
a
group.
I learned a new word today, the other day, actually. It's called kismet.
And what was that?
Kismet.
Kismet,
it's
yes.
Kismet, it means fate.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So, you know, like what we will have to do is, you know, wait for kismet
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to manifest. When it, you know, I'm a believer in 112, and I believe in the movement, and I believe in the music and everything of that nature. Now, although we have not spoken about anything other than touring at this point, you know, I'm just, you know, prayerful and just hopeful that we can continue to move forward. And
it will.
You know, in whatever capacity that is, because we have an absolute love for the music. I cannot express to you how much I love these dudes and their ability. Like, three of the greatest singers I've ever known. Like, forget about in my genre, forget about in my generation. I mean, of all time. In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
my humble opinion, like I would never find three other dudes that have the kind of voice ability, you know.
Right.
And this is not just natural ability. This is years of us hard working, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and sacrificing, and, you know, doing all these things that you know that were necessary in order to get to this point vocally where we are. You know, I didn't just wake up with the voice that I had. I had to train it, you know, and you know, that's a message that I preach to kids all everywhere. There is nothing you can't do if you apply, you know, you put your mind to it and just say, I'm going to do it. You know, I came from the southeast side of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, if anybody knows anything about Atlanta, Georgia, the southeast side, Cleveland Avenue, Zone 3, like, those are places that you just don't go over there and have no picnic, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure everybody has a hood somewhere, but that was my hood, you know. And and although I love the lessons that I learned being on them streets and playing around and just growing up and living that lifestyle, the greatest lesson that I learned from those streets was I do not want to be a part of them. You know, I don't want my kids to be a part of them. So what do I need to do in order to remedy that situation? And, you know, but so when I reach out to kids and I see, you know, kids in lower income and, you know, situations and, you know, I go talk to them in school, the main thing that I focus on, yeah, we talk about music and, you know, what's it like being around Puff and Big and all of that stuff, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, all of that stuff is great. And Big is my man and I love him for life. But the greatest lesson and the thing that I want to talk about to those kids more so than anything is the fact that they can do whatever they want to do. You know, look at me. You know, I didn't grow up with that silver spoon that you were talking about. Mine was made out of aluminum, shawty. You know what I mean? Like, and it had a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have that. You know, I grew up happy though. You know, saying my mother
mm-hmm.
she did what she could, my grandmother did what she could. You know, and I grew up happy. You know, I didn't really want for anything. You know, because I mean, we didn't really need anything. We ate. We had fun. We, you know, we did social events. We did all kind of things. You know, we didn't really consider ourselves poor because we didn't, by definition, we didn't know what poor was. You know, if we didn't have it, that means our mama didn't want us to have it. That was it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but the lesson that I learned, you know, it was I can do anything that I put my mind to. And you know, that's the same scenario and story that I put, you know, I bring the kids, man. So, you know, but everything is fated. Everything is destined, in my humble opinion, you know, and it'll happen, you know, and if it doesn't, it meant that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't meant to be, which it would be a travesty in my opinion. But, you know, at the same time, I just have to be prayerful and hope that the good Lord give me, you know, and you know, keep it moving.
Yes. Yes, it will. It definitely will because, you know, I don't know who's aware, but I actually had a chance to talk to Slim and I had a chance to talk to Daron and now you, which I'm just like, you know what, it gets no better than this, really, because you could have never told me in my whole life that I would ever talk to Peaches and Cream, you know what I mean? Ever.
Song,
yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a club banger right there. You know, I was just like, you put that on and see, here it is. Like, I'm kind of like a white girl, so to speak, with dancing. So my friends only invite me out so they can laugh at me, but it's okay because I don't need a drink to have a good time. And I feel like, you know, I really get to get out. So when I'm going outside, I'm going to have a good time, whether you with me or against me. It doesn't even matter. So basically, still to this day, people put on Peaches and Cream in New York. And I'm getting up. I'm like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know, exactly. This is what's happening. So my drink is spilling on people and everything because I'm still jamming with my drink with Peaches and Cream. You know, let me tell you when I'm gone. Yeah, that's how it goes down. I'm just letting you know.
Yep. That's all right. You know, big shout out to NY, too. That's our second home, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some more people. I mean, Twitter is going crazy right now as far because you're on. You know that, right? I just want you don't know that, but I'm letting you know that this is what's happening.
Okay.
So here we go. 562, you're on the line with Princey and Miss P. How you doing tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, my gosh, I got on.
Everyone gets
friend.
On the Intune show, okay? Everyone.
Oh.
So tell, who are you? Let's start there.
My name's Brittany. I'm from California. I really called in because my good friend of mine is a big fan of you, Mike, and she loves you very much. Her name is Tracy. And
okay.
Can you give her a shout-out, please? That's all I want.
Okay. What's up, y'all? This is Mike from 112, and I want to shout-out Tracy. I love you, girl.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Keep doing your thing, and hopefully we get to see you guys soon in concert. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you so much. And call him Princey going forward. Princey,
yeah.
No Mike.
Yeah, that's cool right now. That's what we're feeling right now. We're Princey right now.
Yeah, that's Princey. Mike is against the rules, but we still appreciate the love. And much love to you being such a good friend to your friend as well.
Oh, thank you.
For getting
you
her that
so
shout
much.
Out. You're
yeah,
welcome.
Totally
you guys have a good day.
Yeah, definitely. She owes you a pair of shoes or a bag or something. Michael Kors, you know, Emma Fox.
Some red bottoms. Some red bottoms.
Some red bottoms.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Some red bottoms. I love it, Prissy. So caller 302, you're on the line with Miss P and Princey. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's going on, y'all? It's David.
Hey, David.
Dave.
How are you?
Nothing much. Just coming through, showing my love to both of y'all. Interviewing
Yay.
Great so far.
Awesome. I love it. So what's going on other than, you know, you want to just give them, you know, Princey a shout out? Tell them how you was at the show. What's happening?
Well, I mean, if y'all haven't seen 112 perform lately and run at the AC show, y'all need to go to the show. What is it? Is it tomorrow, correct? If I'm correct.
Yeah, right? Tomorrow. Shane Park, Detroit.
Yeah, y'all need to be there because these boys are putting on a show for real. Y'all in the area, get y'all tickets ASAP. If y'all don't, I'm going to come and kill you. That's how I'm rolling this weekend, killing people. Not really, but no, the boys are definitely doing their thing, and Mike is killing it. Like, y'all really do have to go. They put on a good show.
I'm sure, especially if you're going to be killing people, they definitely going to be.
I'm gonna have a warrant for my arrest in every state, every city. I won't even be able to go.
Exactly. It's gonna be on. And it's not gonna be enough bail money that we could raise to get you out for the multiple murders that will be happening. So, you know, definitely go and, you know, you guys get in tune with that, because we don't want David going on a rampage.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, I got a little paper, man, but it's not enough to get you out of every city we're going to be in, bro. you may want to curb the murder rate down a little bit, man, bro.
Definitely, because that was hilarious. And I'm sorry I had to laugh so hard, but that just took me by surprise, but I loved it. Thank you so much, David, for calling in.
Not a problem. Or I can slap him to sleep.
Slap him. See, don't start. Don't start with me, because I don't want to be taking the rest of the time I have left to be cracking up. So thank you so much for calling in with those words of encouragement to all. Be in tune or get murdered. Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Not a problem.
You too. All right. I know I can't take up so much of your time, because I really try to, but what are your, you know, upcoming projects and stuff that you have coming out so we can get in tune to that?
Okay. Well, as a lot of you know, 112 is doing some touring right now. It's called the For the Fans Tour, and it's really picking up a lot of steam. A lot of people are very happy, as David so eloquently put it. We've been really doing our thing. We've been taking the time out to really do rehearsal, because we know how important it was for us to come out and let the world see, you know, just the 112 that they remember. So, you know, we all got in the gym. You know, we lost like 20 pounds apiece, and, you know, we was getting the choreography together and, you know, doing all those things that we know that is needed in order to have a great show. And, you know, that's been our main focus at this point. But on a side note, and equally important to me is my I'm Just Saying column, which is an advice column that I have. For love and relationships, and you know, it started off as, you know, just an idea, and it grew to something, you know, really awesome, and I'm just really glad that the reception that I've received for the column is incredible. Like, you know, I once again, let me put my disclaimer out there that I am in no way, shape, form, or fashion a professional. However, what I do is take the experiences that I've accumulated over the years and speaking with a lot of women and, you know, what they like and what they don't like, and, you know, me being an R&B singer and singing about those things that, you know, that women want to hear, you know, I just made it applicable to, you know, a column, and I just, you know, put down what I feel. And, you know, it's a lighthearted, jovial, energetic, you know, way of expressing myself and being able to, you know, just give a little advice, you know, for those that are in need of it. So currently we are looking for a new home for I'm Just Saying. So, you know, we're filling out, you know, a couple of people, a couple of situations here and there. I don't know if we want to make it an online web kind of thing where, you know, you're seeing, you know, it's more of a visual thing than an actual written piece. So I'm trying to figure out all the parameters, but I actually want to take it, you know, a step further and basically pull a Steve Harvey on everybody, man, and just, you know, really go there. And, you know, and because I just feel like the way that I say it, the way that I give advice, and I think it's needed, you know, it's in your face, but at the same time, it gives you another way of looking at it. So in the end, you feel as though you're making the decision. You know, I'm just throwing information out there for you. And, you know, it's up to you to form a hypothesis and keep it moving. And what is tailor made for you in your relationships? Because nobody's perfect, but there's somebody that is perfect for you if you do it the right way. Is my philosophy. So that's my major baby outside of, you know, 112 touring. So that's what I'm really doing. So be looking out for I'm Just Saying by Michael Keith. It's you know, we should with God's blessing, we should be able to find something, you know, find a good home for it somewhere, if you will.
Definitely. And, you know, you can have a home here on the Intune show, too, a segment on here. Just think about that. And I know your fans and
that?
Supporters would love that.
How about that? You know, I would love that.
You know?
Melinda should give you a call, man, so we can see if that's something that we can really work out, man.
I'm definitely so serious about this. Don't make me come over there, Princey, because I come to ATL on every quarter. for work, for my regular job. I'm in ATL on Peach Street. Okay?
Okay.
So you don't,
all right,
don't
P
mess
Street.
With
she
me.
Calling my name. She calling my name.
I'm going to Peach Street,
now.
Y'all. Every
it's
3 months,
now.
I'm on Peach Street, okay? I go to the aquarium
right.
and everything to kill time in between, you know, work.
right.
And I
right.
eat my fish and grits, okay? I do that.
Fish and grits. Lord Jesus.
So definitely... Exactly. So definitely think about that, because I would love, 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 love it, you know, even if it was like an hour segment. And I know your supporters would love it, too. You know, even if you just use this as a platform to start and then branched off and did your own thing until, you know, when you're ready or whatever. It's totally cool with me. Just, you know, let's talk about it if you're interested and let's figure it out. And I definitely will talk to Melinda about it.
Yeah,
so
let's definitely talk to Melinda.
Definitely. So if you guys, you know, have anything else really quick to tune into with Princey real quick, then definitely come on, because I can't keep this man here forever, although you guys may want me to and although I may want to, okay? So, you know, I'm just, again, really, 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 really honored that you took the time to come on the show today. And, you know, I just, there's no words, so I can't even sit here and formulate them, to be honest with you. You know, I've been serenaded. I've been, you know, laid out some for real knowledge tonight, and I mean, what else could a woman ask for from a man? Can you just cook me a meal and then that'll make it all complete?
I mean I can cook too, so you know. I make a mean spaghetti, man.
Mean spaghetti. I love it, you know, and as long as you make them with wheat noodles And a little bit of just red sauce, then we good to go. No meat for me. No meat. Unless it's like fish or something. Definitely.
I like that even better. But
yeah, exactly.
As much as I would love to stay.
No, we're ending it right now. We're ending it right now. So I was just saying thank you so much for everything, Princey. Stay in tune. And, you know, there's nothing but love here and family as well. So thank you for everything.
Miss P, I love you, girl.
I love you, too. Have a good night.
All
right.
God bless everybody.
You too. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Princey. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now imagine, guys, how would you guys feel about him basically, you know, having him on for an hour segment? How would you guys feel about that? If y'all would love it, then definitely you guys need to tweet him and let him know, and tweet Melinda Santiago as well, all in the same tweet. We want him to have a segment on the Intune show, even if it's for a few weeks, you know, a trial basis. I would love it. I know you guys would, too, because you'll get to get more in tune with him, and a lot of people who didn't have the courage to call in tonight would definitely be able to do so. And also, I forgot to ask him, but I will get to him about, you know, our biggest fan contest. You know, so for all you guys, that contest has already begun. And if you tune in and didn't really hear what I said the first time, if you scroll up in the chat room, I made it accessible for all you guys to fill out, excuse me, the, you know, contestant form, so you guys can gain and co-host with me for an entire interview with the guest of your choice. So take advantage of it. All the rules and stipulations are all listed, you know, and let me know how you guys feel about it. And if it's not about coming back on and talk to a guest per se and you just want to come on and kick it with Miss P, then definitely there's a second contest, which is, you know, tell me why you should be selected to co-host with Miss P. And let's just have a good time. Like I said, I love interactive show. What I do is awesome in respects of I get to meet a lot of different people, whether mainstream or not, because the platform is about getting in tune with you as well. So when I say, hey, I want to get in tune with you, that means that I really want to know what it is that you do, because everyone, whether you are a stay-at-home mom, whether you bake cookies or you paint walls, is essential in this life, and everyone has a story and everyone has something to say. So my thing is, share it with me. Let me embrace you, and let me give you that spotlight that you deserve, because everywhere that I've tuned into, there's no shows that's bringing it to the community like the Intune show is. So stay in tune. Tomorrow night, I'm going to have Brian Angel from Day 26 on at 6:10 p.m. So I'm super hyped about that as well. But I'm super hyped about everybody who comes on the show, to be honest with you. So I look forward to all you guys, like, you know, participating in the contest. I look forward to all you guys downloading my app and supporting because it's complimentary. I also look forward to you guys joining my mailing list so you guys can get the newsletter and stay in tuned if you're not on social media every day like some of us. Stay in tune to what's happening and who do I have coming up. The website will be launching hopefully by next week, so you'll have one central place where you guys can refer to get all that information. But in the meantime and around time, I just want to thank you. If you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And if you are a continued supporter of the Into Show, again, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all, because without you, there's no Into Show. So have a good night. I look forward to those who will be able to tune in tomorrow night with Brian Angel. Have a good night, babies. Much love.
I'm in town. Represent.